Let's break this down, if we can, from the very beginning, as you did in a recent post. We have one article in the Atlanta Business Chronicle that cites a recent study from Georgetown University. It declares right there in the headline, in fact, that Atlanta is no longer the king of sprawl. Meanwhile, we have another study, this one from Smart Growth America, and this one says that Atlanta is the most sprawling big metro in the U.S. So either Atlanta is improving or we're doing worse than ever. The truth, I guess, somewhere in the middle?
In a way, we are both, but what separates those two truths is the fact that sprawl can have a noun form and a verb form. When we talk about sprawl in its noun form, we're looking at sort of a snapshot of what exists right now. And when we talk about it in its verb form, we're talking about how we're growing currently.
I guess what we have is a case of good news, bad news.
Exactly. The bad news is something that we've really heard a lot of over the years. National reports that say Atlanta is one of the leaders of sprawl. This most recent report really says that we are the king of sprawl, that we are, in fact, the most sprawling, the most low-density, large metropolitan area in the United States. And that's in its noun form. That's a snapshot of what exists right now as a result of all of those years of sprawling further and further outward.
And the good news?
We are really not sprawling in that verb form to the degree we were before. At this point, we're building in a more walkable urban format. So even though in the noun form of sprawl, we do have a lot of leftover low-density car-centric built environment from decades of moving outwards, we are not really doing that verb form of sprawl anymore. We are not currently moving outwards like we did before.
How exactly can we say that low density is problematic? A lot of people like living far from city centers in low density settings. Otherwise, we wouldn't have suburbs.
Exactly. And there's even from the perspective of an urbanist like myself, I understand that there's nothing innately wrong with low-density development and cul-de-sac subdivisions. The problem comes when you have enormous population growth, and at this point in the 28-county metropolitan Atlanta statistical region, we have 5.5 million people, which is much more than we had when I was growing up in the 1970s and 1980s. And the problem comes when that enormous growth comes within that low-density pattern and it spreads out and further out into green fields and previously undeveloped areas. And it provides a very tricky situation for transportation, specifically for public transportation, trying to serve these areas with public transportation, and even effectively with arterial roads and car transportation. In the 1970s, the completion of Interstate 75 through Atlanta and Cobb County established this highway that ended up becoming sort of an arterial road around which sprawling development happened. The same thing happened along 85 in Gwinnett County, so that these interstate highways, which were, I think, not originally intended to be commuter routes, ended up being commuter routes for people to get to work and for developers to build along. That was really a time period in the 70s and 80s when sprawl took hold in the metro area around these large highways.
And at what point did that max out and we start seeing a little more interest in high density development and moving back to the urban core?
You know, it happened in the 1990s. We certainly see a lot of apartment and condo growth in the post-Olympics era in the midtown and downtown areas and even up into Buckhead. But what's incredible is that it also has started to pick up steam in various places throughout the metro, to where we have places like downtown Woodstock, which is beautiful. They've got a series of apartments and condos that they've built in their downtown area. And Marietta, where I grew up, there's a series of townhouses and apartments being built around the historic Marietta Square in a walkable context. These things did not exist in the 1970s and 1980s. This is something that's really happened in recent years, and I think it's a very exciting trend.
Is this perhaps cyclical? Do you believe sprawling could be something we see happening, you know, in the decades ahead?
You know, I really don't. And the reason why I don't is because the suburban sprawl that happened in the 20th century was really just sort of a deviation from the norm of human history, where other than in farms and agricultural places, human settlements really happened in a walkable context. It's really something that was an experiment, the suburban experiment of the 20th century. I think it's going to be a blip on the radar screen.